I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two men have been standing trial in Turkey for supposedly insulting Turkishness. It's lasted about 7 months now. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says
it seems to be going on strictly for the purpose of pressuring Christians, trying to set a precedent that public witness for Jesus Christ is not appropriate in Turkey according to the laws of that land.
The trial is just part of a pattern of tightening down, but Nettleton believes inside and outside pressures on the government give hope for religious freedom. Nettleton says the men are still evangelizing. Pray for a just verdict. Next, Christians are facing increasing amounts of persecution in the Middle East, but plans for Bible distribution aren't being sidelined. The World Bible Translation Center has plans to distribute 50,000 easy-to-read New Testaments in Arabic, and they'd like to do it by May 30th. Since Arabic is the majority language in over 25 countries in the region, distribution of these New Testaments will have a significant impact for Christ. Pray that many will respond to this need. And Christian Resources International is working with a partner in the Philippines. Few Christians in the area can afford their own Bible. CRI's Fred Palmerton says they recently sent in a great crate to answer the need. He says people are open to the gospel, even in a Muslim area.
There were 44,000 pounds of material, which represents at least 20,000 books, with a third of those or more were Bibles, and they're just so excited to get it, and they're right now unloading and sorting and categorizing and getting them on library shelves.
Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.